I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about creating alignment. Creating alignment, just been thinking about this idea a lot of how do we get everything moving in the same direction. To create alignment is to put into order, is to put into proper position, to put in a straight line. I'm just thinking about in our physical bodies. I used to work with chiropractors for a while. And in our physical bodies, when there's a lack of alignment, let's say your spine is out of alignment, the communication that's happening in the body doesn't work as effectively. Blood flow gets inhibited. The communication, like I said, gets inhibited from the nerves. And a lack of healing takes place. There's often pain in the body when there's a lack of alignment. So creating alignment is a big deal. Because when there's alignment, things are in their proper position, which creates order. And I've learned that order is one of the biggest keys that allows grace to flow. Order is one of the biggest keys that allows God's grace to flow. It's like a key that unlocks things. And when grace flows, everything's easier. Everything becomes effortless and easy. It saves time. It saves space. Just everything is so much better and easier when there is this alignment in our lives. We're going to be talking about several levels of how do we create alignment in our lives. And this is a big deal. Just creating this alignment is a big deal because when we get out of alignment, like I said, there's pain, there's issues that begin to arise. And so how do we create this alignment? It starts within ourselves. And then we're going to begin to create that alignment out into our world. We're going to get aligned with God first. We're going to get our hearts and our head to be in alignment with each other. And then we got to begin to get in alignment with the people that God has placed in our lives. We're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And we take a few minutes to get still and to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We've been putting the new part in our prayer here lately. God, send us opportunities today. Send us amazing opportunities to do good, to just be a blessing, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities and make the most of those opportunities today. And keep your hand on us. And help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about the four fundamentals. Remember, you got to wake up every day like a kid. On Christmas morning, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. Just thinking about, I've been thinking about this morning because last night I kind of doubled down on my efforts to do some of the things that we're talking about today. In my time before bed, just going through some journaling to help myself to do these things. And just taking some time to visualize and imagine my next day. And I woke up this morning just with a new just sense of energy, I guess. I don't even know what to call it. Just a new sense of energy and excitement, hope for the day. Going to bring some fun and some energy. One of the things I've been thinking about, so I'm gonna start experimenting, I think, a little bit on these daily communions, is that one of the things I think God's been teaching me is we have to have this constant practice, this constant repetition of the fundamentals. And God's given us this source that's Him on the inside. We talk about it's a pipeline of living water. He never changes. He's on the inside of us and He never changes. He's got unlimited, inexhaustible supply of love and peace and joy and energy and health and finances and time. And it never changes. It's the same in all circumstances. And we have to put in this daily just practice, I guess, to practice getting that flowing through us. And I think one of the things I'm learning is it's this constant repetition. I hope this is making sense. I'm just kind of rambling right now, but it's this constant repetition of practicing these things, but getting them to where it's consistent in all environments. So I've been thinking about this. You could do the same exact workout every day. It's actually what I've been doing. You could do the same exact workout every day, but what if you change the environment that you did that workout in? Maybe one day you're in one section, maybe another day you're doing it in a different place. Maybe one day is inside, one day is outside. You do the same exact workout, but it feels different in a different environment. Maybe one day you're facing one direction, you just simply turn around and face a different direction the next day. Maybe one day you've got music going, one day you don't. And getting it to where it's the same, you're consistent and you can function in that all the time. I've been thinking about this with my kids. We're doing school and we're doing a lot of repetition with their schoolwork, doing a lot of the same things over and over. But how could you bring some fun? Just think about it. When you change the environment, it brings some fun and excitement into it as well. Doing those same things, that constant repetition, just changing the environment that you're in, getting it where it's consistent and it just flows in any and every environment. God's the same. And just practicing to be more and more like Him. So these four fundamentals, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in darkness. We got to get aligned with the light. One of the first goals of every single day, let's get aligned with the light. Because every day as time moves forward, time and space are connected, which means time and positioning are connected. So as time moves forward, you got to get repositioned back into the light every single day. This has to happen. This is the way God built the world. This has to happen every single day. You got to reposition yourself back into humility and forgiveness and love and praise and gratitude. This is on off switch. You're either in this or we're not. What's the opposite? To be positioned in pride and rebellion, doing things our own way, insisting on our own way, to be bitter, to be complaining, to be just looking out for ourselves rather than externally focused on how can I be a blessing today? To be positioned in the light first. Because in the light, we get aligned with that light. Like I said, you create that order. Order is about positioning. When things are in their proper position, there's order, there's alignment, and all of a sudden that grace flows. Because what's in the light? When you get your positioning in the light, here's what flows. His Spirit and power and presence, His love and peace and joy and His mind and wisdom, they all begin to flow through you. All of a sudden, His health and energy. And think about this. This is God's peace, God's joy, God's love, His energy, which means you don't have to use your own. You get to rest and He begins to flow all this through you. His time, His finances, everything you need, everything you could desire is in the light. And when we get our positioning in this light and we just learn how to rest in it and keep our positioning there, all of this begins to flow. But then we got to magnify the light. We can make that flow bigger and stronger. I like to think of it like a pipeline of living water. As we magnify that light, we can build a bigger pipeline where God can flow more and more of this living water through us. How do we do that? It's all about what we're magnifying. We're all magnifying something every day. I was just thinking about, my kids were watching a show and I heard this saying the other day, and you've probably heard it before. You're making a mountain out of a molehill. You're making a mountain out of a molehill. You're focusing on something and building it up, making it bigger in your mind than it really is. But to magnify the light, we can focus on God and we can make him bigger and bigger on the inside of us. And it's, we can't make him bigger than he really is. There's unlimited capacity to grow this up and to make him bigger and bigger. And as we magnify the light, we magnify him, just gives him a bigger area to work through us and flow through us in our life. It expands the capacity of what God can get through us. It also gets it fixed and immovable and established in our hearts so that we become more consistent when there's issues and pressures coming at us in life. But it's all about what we're focused on. And we're already focused on something every day. We might as well just turn it around and start magnifying the light. How can we do that? We can magnify God's word. Just get in his word and diligently studying his word, thinking about it, talking about it, rolling it over in your mind. To think about his unfailing love and his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. To magnify the righteousness that we've been given in Christ. We've got peace with God. Think about that for a second. We've got peace with God. He's not mad at us anymore. He wants to help us today, right now, today. He wants to flow all this through us. We can magnify all the good things that he put within us. We can magnify this living water that he put within us, that he's with us. He's within us. We can magnify all the things that are lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. The Bible tells us to set our minds on these things. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems, just choosing not to take that molehill and turn it into a mountain. Let's magnify God as bigger than the problems. Just focus on him instead. Yes, there's going to be issues and problems. This is just turn it around and focus on him, that he's bigger than them, that they're no problem for him. Jesus said, be of good cheer. You're going to have problems in this world, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. He always causes you to triumph. You'll take your position in the light and you'll get this flowing through you. He always causes you to triumph every single time. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. He gives us free will. We could just stay stuck in pride and rebellion and doing our things our own way. Bitterness, resentment, complaining, looking out for ourselves, just so focused on the issues and the problems. We could be retaliating at people. We could be withdrawing our presence, watching out for giving people the silent treatment. That's a form of choosing darkness. When we withdraw our presence from people, we avoid them. Now we're turned in. We're not externally focused anymore. We're in darkness. We could just stay stuck in our problems, just rolling them over and focus on them rather than focused on God. Stay stuck living in the past or worrying about the future and just trying to figure it all out in our own minds. This is where we got to get good at recognizing those symptoms. Watch out for, am I retaliating at people? Am I withdrawing my presence? Am I avoiding people, giving them the silent treatment? When we're in darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all this weight and pressure's on you. Might feel hopeless. It might feel like, you know what? I'm just trapped. I'm just stuck in this prison of life. And there's no way out, it seems like. When we're in darkness, I think of it like a black hole. It's just like sucking the energy out of you. But when you're in the light, I'm skipping over a slide here. There's the fear and stress and worry and anxiety, all the stuff that you know. But when you're in the light, there's rest in your soul. And when you rest, God can finally go to work. And now all of a sudden, everything feels free and easy and effortless. And your energy levels begin to rise up because now all of a sudden it's God doing the work. It's his energy flowing through you. It's his peace and it's his joy and it's his wisdom and his mind that begins to flow through you. And it just begins to happen effortlessly. And all of a sudden you've got hope in any and every situation because you've got God with you. All of a sudden you get these aha moments where you just know that you know this is the thing to do, this is the step to take. And all of a sudden, those bad habits and bad patterns, maybe vicious cycles that you are stuck in, they just begin to break effortlessly off you. Stuff that you tried and tried to get out of, but didn't seem to have the power to do it, just begins to break off of you. When you get your life in alignment, you get your life positioned in the light, those things just begin to effortlessly break off you because that's God doing the work. And this amazing gift of grace, I mean, this is an amazing gift of grace. We could be totally in darkness, totally going the wrong way. Maybe you've been positioned in darkness your whole life. You've been going the wrong way your whole life, and you could turn it all around today. You could turn it all around in 1 second, this amazing gift of grace. It doesn't mean everything's fixed right away, but you can have this grace that just begins to flow. That living water can start flowing in you today. And it's recognizing those symptoms. When I get off track, because our challenge is to stay positioned and stay aligned and stay positioned in this consistently. Because life has a tendency of trying to pull us out of position. In the world of science, they call it entropy, that there's just this natural tendency for things to get disordered and out of position. So our challenge is maintaining this. You got to keep repositioning yourself every day. And if you get off track, this amazing gift of grace, you just turn back and you get right back in. How do you do it? Start with humility. Father, forgive me. I missed it. I was off. You humble yourself. You say you're sorry. You repent. And you just receive that forgiveness from God. You receive it from Him. You forgive yourself. And you reconcile with other people. And then you just start praising and thanking God. You just start magnifying Him. And the speed of light, we talked about this recently, the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. You can go from darkness, total darkness, to light in 1 second. And all of a sudden, all this living water, this pipeline of living water, just begins to flow effortlessly and beautifully. And then we got to stay tuned in each day. Here's the exercise that I like to do every night. Get my journal out before bed. I like to get positioned in the light first. Start with gratitude and praise. What went well today? What were my wins for today? And then I like to ask these questions. What was God trying to show me today? And I'll ask God, what was the most important thing you wanted me to get out of today? Is there anything that I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? And then you just stay, you get still and you listen for a few minutes. And whatever comes into your mind, whether you think it was God or not, you just write it down and just start recording your journey day by day with God. If you have questions about things, ask in your journal. And almost every time you ask those questions in your journal, you'll wake up in the morning the next day, He's going to start giving you answers to what you've been asking about. If you're ever unsure on something, you don't know what to do or which step to take or what's next, you just ask. He wants to show you. He wants to help. And then you stay tuned in as you go throughout your day, because He might course correct you or have you take a certain step as you go throughout your day. And then what I like to do at the end of my journaling is to plan my day. And I like to say this, God, what I really want to be doing over this next day is what You say is right and best. I want to get in alignment with Your plan. You've got this amazing plan for my life. I want to get in alignment with that. I don't want to be doing what I want to do. I want to do what You want me to be doing today. And then you get still and you listen and you make your plan for the next day. What do you know to do today? You plan your day with God. And what do you know to do today? Maybe there's a to-do list of some things. Maybe there's some things in your conscience. Like I said, God has given us this tremendous gift of our conscience to align our head and our heart. Is there anything you've been procrastinating on? Is there anything you feel like God's really giving you a leading or an excitement about doing? And you make your plan for the day, and then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning with excitement and expectation for the day. And you get started and you execute that plan, and you do it with a willing heart and a good attitude and full confidence in God, where everything's going in the same direction. I think of confidence. Confidence, there's an alignment piece. There's a connection between confidence and alignment. Confidence is this place where all the doubt is removed. All the things that were pulling you back and holding you back are removed. All the doubt and unbelief. And you got everything going in the same direction. God's with me. He's helping me execute this today. Let's talk about alignment. Oh, I'm skipping one. Magnetizing. As you get everything going in the same direction, you get this flow. Everything's aligned and going in the same direction. It does something like magnetize you. It turns you into a magnet and just begins to pull everything God has for you into your life. It's an amazing thing. So to be in alignment is to be in the proper place. It's to be in a straight line. If there's no alignment, I've learned there's no grace. When we're lacking alignment, the grace doesn't flow. That pipeline of living water often gets shut off. So think about the pipeline's flowing in this straight line and you got off over here. That living water is not flowing over there. You got to get in alignment. So how do we do that? Number one, aligning with the light. That simple process that we talked about before bed. Tuning into him, staying positioned in the light with gratitude and praise and forgiveness and humility. Staying aligned with God's word, staying aligned with his plan for your life. Let's get aligned with him first. And then God's given you this tremendous gift of your conscience to align your head and your heart. You'll have these things that pop up in your conscience, and often we dismiss them. We think of them as little things. But God has given you this conscience. It's one of the ways that he speaks to you. So when those things begin to pop up in your conscience, those things need to go on your daily plan. When those things pop up in your conscience, like, I need to do that. I need to do that. I need to stop that. I need to start this. You got to listen to those. That's aligning your head and your heart. And when there's that lack of alignment between your head and your heart, that grace doesn't flow. And then we got to align our vision. Aligning your vision with God. So if I have my plan and God has his plan, and I want to do my plan and don't want to bring my plan in alignment with God's, I'm out of alignment and that grace doesn't flow. So first we got to submit our plan to God's plan and create that alignment with him. God, I don't want to be doing what I want to do. I want to do what you want me to do. And then this is where it gets hard for a lot of people. God has placed people in levels of authority in each of our lives. Maybe that's church leadership. Maybe that's in your workplace. You got leaders above you. Maybe it's in your marriage. Husbands and wives are supposed to be submitted to one another. And God's model for marriage, don't get mad at me. This is God's idea, not mine. As the husband is supposed to be the head, both husband and wife are submitted to God. And then they take their positioning where the wife comes underneath the husband. That's the proper alignment in the family, and the kids are under that. That's the proper alignment of the family. And when we're out of position, you can get mad at me for saying that, but here's what I know to be true. When you're out of that, there's the grace isn't there. The grace is not there. Husbands and wives need to submit to one another, but then they're both submitted to God, and the wife and husband come like this and they get in alignment together. That's the biblical model that God has set up. That's the way he created it to function. You can fight against it, but that's the way he created it to function. And so you have to submit your vision to the people that are above you. Now you might say, well, what if they don't have a godly vision? They're not seeking after God. Doesn't matter. Think about Daniel and Joseph in the Bible. They're serving ungodly kings, ungodly Pharaoh. And they submit, they bring themselves under them, and they make it their goal to honor them. They submit their vision. As long as it's not in disagreement with God's vision, it's going to be okay. And then we got to align our day with the big picture vision. A lot of people are just drifting through life. A lot of people are drifting through life with no plan or purpose. And you got to get your day and your bigger picture vision. You got to get them aligned where you're moving toward it every single day. Every day, every week, every month, every year, you're moving in that direction. And you do this, man, the grace is going to flow. Everything is going to become easier. It's going to save so much time. It's going to save so much space. Your capacity is going to expand. So many beautiful things unfold when you just create this alignment in our lives. But one of the hardest parts is it takes submitting to God submitting to one another, honoring one another. Husbands and wives getting that relationship in alignment. Employees and bosses getting that relationship in alignment. Church leadership and people getting that relationship in alignment. And remember, if you're in a position over people, it's not to lord it over them. It's to come underneath them and to build them up, to make them great. So we're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, alignment, from what you've shown me, is such a big deal. This is a very, very big deal. Just thinking about the model of Jesus. Jesus willingly brought himself under God. Didn't think he was greater than God. He brought himself under God. What did Satan do? The sin, he exalted himself above God. He did not get in his proper place. This is a big deal. Father, we're asking for your help to get this alignment right so that this grace just flows beautifully in our lives. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. Through his one sacrifice. And receive it today. God's going to help us to create this alignment so this grace flows. I feel like from what I've seen in my own life, I've had to do this. This has not been easy for me always, to humble myself and submit my vision to other people's vision. But I've done it willingly. And every time I've done it, it's led to some beautiful things happening. But it takes humility. This has to be balanced with humility to do it. I have to fight against myself sometimes to create that alignment, because your flesh doesn't want to do this often. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We got this amazing partnership with God, but we do have to get in alignment with it. There's a way this partnership is meant to function. We have to get in alignment with that to truly see the benefits of it flowing. So how can you get aligned within yourself? Get more aligned with God, get more aligned within yourself, to make this very simple. And how can you get more aligned with the people in your life, with your family, with your people in your workplace, within your church? How can you get more in alignment with them, even if it means you humbling yourself? Often that's what it takes, is you being willing to humble yourself to get into alignment with them. It's better for you to be humble, to humble yourself and get in alignment with them, than you insist on doing things your own way and being right. It's better, because the grace flows. So Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take your juice. So today's is a little tougher message, but I believe it's a message. You start implementing this, you're going to see some major change. And when you create that alignment, now everything's going in the same direction. It's like it takes the brakes off of you, because you had these things that were holding you back and pulling you back. We were trying to go this way, but you got things going in all the different directions. when you create these alignments, you're going to be amazed at how quickly things accelerate. But now it's about making today a masterpiece. How are we going to do it? We're going to stay positioned in the light. We're going to keep magnifying that light. Pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. Stay tuned in today for God's leading and his direction. We're going to take action. Do those things that you know to do. Plan your day with God today and do it together with him. He's going to lead you day by day to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, we go into this order that we're talking about. We got a whole blueprint on how we create this order in our lives so that this grace flows. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.